Hi, and welcome to the Wisdom Wave podcast, the podcast that is empowering you to see beauty in every situation. My name is Alison. I am a mindset and empowerment coach who is truly obsessed with human connections. It is through my personal introspections and the ones of the resilient humans I interview that we are giving you some insight on how to embrace the full journey that life is. Beauty exists everywhere, even in the most painful moments. And choosing to witness it is deciding to connect to our hearts rather than our heads. Together, let's connect to our true selves through this universal beauty that only our heart can see. If you enjoy the podcast or find this episode valuable, please don't hesitate to share it with your friends, leave a comment or rate it. Thank you so much for being here. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to this new episode of Wisdom With. I'm coming back totally refreshed for almost a break with the podcast of 2 months. I'm sorry about that. I didn't think it would take me so long to be back. But hopefully coming back really strong with a topic that's the closest to my heart, which is vulnerability. Maybe if you follow me on social media, you have noticed that I have changed my title as a coach. You know, I used to call me like an alignment coach or mentor, and I kind of switched it for an vulnerability mentor. I don't really love the word coach, you know, nothing really negative. It's just personal affinity with the word mentor. I prefer that because for me, I want to guide you and inspire you, but not so much coach you. So mentor seems more appropriate. Sorry to do a whole sidetrack, but to really get to the core of our topic, I thought it would be interesting to understand why vulnerability is so important to me and why I call myself a vulnerability mentor. I have been coached myself by a professional, you know, around my business, and he asked me a very interesting question, which was, you know, what is the difference between you and other coaches on the market? And that question totally, you know, freaked me out. I was like, my God, there are so many people on the market. What am I doing different? And, you know, this imposter syndrome just kicked in. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I don't know. I actually don't know. So I had to take a couple of days to think, to write, to journal, and to talk with the people who were the closest to me. And ask them really specific questions to understand, okay, what do I bring into their life? What's my kind of superpower? And I found this word really interesting because we all have a superpower. And I realized that vulnerability was my superpower, that I have been someone throughout my entire life who has been really authentic, but authentic wasn't really the word, which is quite similar, but for me, vulnerable, it's even like further. It's like the definition I've decided to share with you today is like that vulnerability is the act of revealing your authentic self. So you see, being authentic can be quite similar, you know, and that includes your fears, your insecurities, your emotions, all of the spectrum of emotion of who you are, and not just showing the best part of you and leaving aside your shadows. So, wow, you know, when I realized that, I was like, because that's the thing with superpower. It is so in tune in ourselves that we don't really believe it's a superpower because we are born with it or we kind of develop it, obviously, when we grew up. And it kind of became something that was really part of us. And we just think, oh, everyone is the same, which is totally true. We all know that we're all individual and we are very different. But I've realized, looking back at my relationship with my parents, with past partners, even with Denis, you know, my disease partner, this is something he used to tell me. He used to tell me a lot, you know, Alison, you brought that the most vulnerable parts of me. You really inspire me to be more authentic, to show my emotion, to tell you how I feel. And I never understood the power of that until that moment where I needed to kind of do a brainstorming about my own business. So you see, really important to be coached yourself, even as a coach. So here we are. Today I call myself a vulnerability mentor. And I really do believe I can help other individuals on that path. And it is not something due to, you know, personal trauma, life path, education, the country you were born in. It's not something that is natural like it is for me. And this is something I have to recognize. And it's not being, you know, like too confident. It's just owning my personal power. And today I really see it as a superpower, and I really want to spread this message to the world that vulnerability is definitely not a weakness. It is a superpower. So that brings me to today's topic, because many of you are interested in a romantic relationship. So I thought, why not talking about how important it is to be vulnerable with our partner? So first, like I say, the definition is very important, and I'm going to repeat it again to make sure you understand what that means. So vulnerability is the act of revealing your authentic self, including your fears, insecurities, emotions to your partner. So it's about letting down your guard and allowing yourself to be seen in your fullness, you know, for who you are entirely. So for me, vulnerability is definitely a testament to your courage and your authenticity. It's actually taking, you know, the less comfortable road. So it's definitely not a weakness, but a sign of courage. So let's dive straight away into why we should develop vulnerability in our romantic relationship. But first of all, vulnerability has the power to truly transform relationships. And I'm not just saying in terms of romantic. Today I've decided to really focus on that, but it's really any type of relationship. Has really the power to transform these connections in profound ways. And why is that? But first of all, by showing up as your entire self, you are going to build trust with your partner. By sharing your vulnerabilities, you are going to foster trust. Because when you open up about your true self, you demonstrate to your partner that you trust them enough to be genuine, which encourages them to do the same. So you're really going to build this safe environment for both of us to really be who you want to be. And seriously, thinking about now about your ideal partner, or maybe you are in a relationship, I really do believe that what makes the relationship and the love so special, it's when we allow ourselves to be totally us. You know, if I need to wear a mask when I'm with my partner, who is sharing my day-to-day life, if I have to always be at the top, always be positive, always be, you know, even physically, you know, like putting makeup, always be like at the top of my game, how exhausting it is. This is not how life is, you know. We're not always at the top of the game. We are always evolving. Emotions are just going through us are passing, and we are allowed to feel them. So if we don't allow ourselves to be true, to be authentic, we are going to suppress some parts of ourselves, which is not good, first of all, for us, for our body, for our mindset, for our mental health. But it's not good for our partner either, because he's not gonna understand who he has or she has in front of him or her. So, you know, first really important advantage of being vulnerable is building trust. The second one, it's going to deepen your intimacy. Why is that? Because vulnerability creates an emotional connection that goes beyond the surface. Because when you share your fears, your dreams, your past experience, trauma, you allow your partner to understand you on a deeper level. And again, I'm asking you the question, do you really want to have a shallow relationship where it stays at surface level, you know, when we talk about our job, about the weather, about the next holiday? Or do you really want to dive deep into their biggest fear, their biggest dream, and yours? What is most important to you, to really get to know the person who's sharing your life, or just the idea of being with that person? For me, that there is also a really big difference there, you know, and with social media, sometimes we can get caught up of wanting a certain thing, something that's looking a certain way. But this is just surface level, what we see on Instagram, on social media. But what is underneath that picture? What is underneath that Tinder date? You know, I'm asking you that question. Is it what you want from your relationship? Is it a deeper connection? Then be vulnerable. The next one is a very important one. It's going to really help with your conflict resolution. Because being vulnerable, it means that you communicate your feelings and needs more openly. So you can place your barrier. You can say when you're upset. You can say when you're happy. You can tell what the other partner do well, what they don't do well. You know, so this can lead to a healthier conflict resolution, because you can both learn to navigate challenges together. This is super, 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 super important. And it's one of the key to any healthy relationship. And if you've listened to my previous podcast, you will know that communication is key. But communication is not just surface level once again. It's about getting to the core of the problem, to what, how you feel, what are your boundaries, what you want, what you don't want. So vulnerability is going to allow you to have a healthier conflict resolution. And that's definitely what you want for your relationship. You don't want to, you know, spend months, spend weeks, spend days without talking to each other and not coming to a resolution. And the last but not least benefits of being vulnerable in romantic relationship, it's the empathy and the support that is going to give you. Sharing vulnerabilities can lead to increased empathy. Because when your partner sees your vulnerabilities, they're more likely to provide you with the support and the comfort that you need. That's, again, everything is also linked to communication here. But if you communicate your emotions, what's going on with your life, you know, you can kind of expect them, which I don't love the word expect, because I never in my life want to build expectations, but in relationship, it's quite difficult, let's be honest. But you can, you know, expect from them that they're going to bring you support and comfort when they know that you are not feeling good, or that you need help in certain part of your life, or you've been through a certain trauma, so you are scared of the water, for example. But you never tell them that at 12 years old, you almost drowned, And then you're having a panic attack suddenly when you're having a boat party with friends and you shut down and you just want to leave, is going to be on the defensive and you're going to create a whole argument that would not have had happened if you just have told him what happened. So please, I encourage you in your romantic relationships, don't hold back, because that's the kind of love that you want to have. It's being able to be truly yourself. And now I want to just talk about the fact that it can be a fear of yours. It's a fear of a lot of people I work with, you know, to be vulnerable, because they associate that with being taken advantage of. You know, it can also link to the fear of rejection or judgment. And we can think about a few things, you know, to help overcoming this fear. Recognizing the patterns that you might be going through, you know, like you could reflect on your past experiences that may have led you to the fear of vulnerability. You know, understanding these patterns can help you address them. If we don't understand where this fear or vulnerability comes from, we cannot overcome it. So for me, it's the basis of everything in life is really the self-knowledge. You know, learning from our past, our patterns. It's always going to help us for the present and the future of our relationship. The next one to help you to overcome that fear of vulnerability, it's start small. So begin by sharing small vulnerabilities and gradually progress to deeper one. This allows you both, you and your partner, to build trust over time. You know, you don't have to, the first couple of months of your relationship, talk about like the biggest trauma you had to go through. You know, just start slowly, slowly with little thing about your life that makes you feel vulnerable, but you are okay to share with him, starting with, and then slowly, slowly, you get to bigger one. Another way of overcoming your fear of vulnerability is really creating a safe space. So establish a safe environment where both you and your partner feel comfortable sharing without judgment. Like I always repeat, you know, communication is key. Just set up a moment of the day, a space in your apartment, or if you don't live together, like somewhere, you can be quiet, alone, and you really take the time away from your phone, away from life as we know it. Just create your own bubble of safety and vulnerability to share. Another point that I wanted to talk about today is really the one around communication. Effective communication is a cornerstone of vulnerability. So let's explore together some ways to integrate vulnerability into your communication. Active listening. That's really one of my favorite one. So make sure that when your partners open up, you listen actively. What does that mean? It means you don't interrupt them or trying to offer solutions. Because sometimes just being heard can be incredibly healing. You know, I'm sure you've got some example of around you, it can be a family member, a friend, and you're talking about, you know, a problem of yours and they're cutting you and they're trying to find solution and you're like, my God, but you're not listening to me, you know. I just, you know, sometimes we just want to say what we have to say. So it goes out into the world, it leaves our body, our brain, you know, like everything is energies, our world are energies. So sometimes we just need to let it out and just be heard. So make sure you do that with your partner, the active listening. The other way of bringing vulnerability into your communication is having non-judgmental responses. So your answer needs to be non-judgmental and empathetic. So avoid criticizing or belittling your partner's feelings. Another way of integrating vulnerability into your communication is reciprocity. So encouraging by sharing your own vulnerabilities. You know, you cannot expect your partner to be vulnerable if you don't model it. So this will create a balanced and mutually beneficial dynamic. So make sure you both share in that beautiful and safe environment. The last thing that I wanted to say is that vulnerability isn't just about sharing your struggle, you know? It's not just crying, sharing your cries, your biggest trauma, biggest fear. It's also about celebrating your growth, your wins, your accomplishment together. So make sure that you have shared goals, you know, that by being vulnerable about your aspirations, you and your partner can align your goals and work towards them together. That's a very good point, you know, for having a really balanced and healthy relationship is having shared goals. So you can be vulnerable by talking about your dreams together. That will definitely be the start of a great moment and great conversation, and also like just putting an action plan in place and make sure you achieve these dreams of yours. The other way about celebrating your growth could be learning together. The vulnerability opens the door to learning from each other's experiences. So helping both of you grow as individuals and as a couple. You know, we always can learn from other human beings, even if we think we've got nothing in common with them. But hopefully, if you've decided to spend your life with that partner, if you are in any type of romantic relationship, I'm sure you find common grounds. But I also believe that this person, and hopefully for you, because personally it's one of my main values, I want to admire my partner. I want them to teach me something, to learn from them. So if they are vulnerable and they are opening themselves up, you're going to learn so much about anything. And it's the same for them from you. You know, I've realized with my partner sharing about what happened to me, about the grief, about the stages, about wanting to kill myself, about like my deepest fear. He told me actually that he grew so much, learning a lot of things, a lot of lessons of wisdom due to my grief. And even if he hasn't been through that grief, just me by sharing, by allowing myself to not hold back to tell him my deepest thoughts, he has learned and he's learning apparently. So that's beautiful, and I'm learning from him too, from his wisdom of just living and being him. So that's also a beautiful thing that you can bring into the relationship. So as a conclusion of today, you know, it's true vulnerability that we connect, that we grow, that we create lasting bonds with our partners and other people into our life. So please, 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 please embrace the journey of sharing your authentic selves and watch as your relationship flourish. I'm sure of it. Thank you for tuning into the Wisdom With podcast, and until next time, stay vulnerable and stay connected. And if you need any help with bringing more vulnerability into your life, you'll know where to find me. See you next time.